Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview, so thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter, entitled Acknowledging God, focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The April unit is entitled All Glory and Honor and has five sessions from the book of Luke and John, dealing with how Jesus' resurrection opened the way to honor God, and how visions and revelation praise God with majestic symbolism. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Follow Me, or Feeding Time. Today's lesson takes place after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. The disciples had finished breakfast with Jesus. Then Jesus began to ask Peter three times, did he love him? Peter replied, yes, the first two times. But the third time, he was unsettled and said that Jesus knows all things and knows that he loves him. Each time Peter answered yes, Jesus told him, feed my sheep. He asked Peter these questions to prepare him for what he was to tell him next. He told Peter, in effect, that someone was going to lead or take him down a path he didn't want to go for the gospel's sake, possibly referring to prison and death. Then he told him to follow him. After this, Peter asked Jesus about what was going to happen to John. Jesus told him not to worry about John's fate, but to concentrate on his own fate by following him. This lesson serves to remind us that each of us are called to walk the path that God has for us. It is easy for us to look at what others are doing and compare what we are doing with what they are doing, or compare our situation with the situation of others. When we engage in such thought, we may begin to have feelings that we are being asked to do more than someone else, or that we have it harder than or not as good as someone else. These kinds of thoughts can lead to jealousy and envy, which lead to unfaithfulness and sin. I'm glad Jesus included this in the gospel because it lets us know that everyone is different and everyone has their own unique role and assignment in the kingdom of God. We are not to judge or measure our work by the work or measure of others. Instead, we must seek to make sure what God is asking us to do, and to do it to the very best of our ability. This will prove to be impossible when we are concerning and measuring ourselves and work with that of others. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this letter and the general topic of all glory and honor. So until then, grace and peace.